I just think, really, in this day and age, Howard, the idea that a major British newspaper should have girls in there solely on the basis that they're wandering around in just their pants is not the sort of message about young women that I really want to be supporting. You know, you've got a newspaper where all of the men in there are there because they're doing something, good or bad, and the main way in which they represent women is as somebody without her top on. And I just think that says things about the place of women in society that I'm not really very comfortable with. And I can't understand really why The Sun is still doing it. Presumably it's because they think it sells their newspaper. Well, I just want to be one of the, as you say, more than 40,000 people saying, look, I'd be more likely to buy your newspaper if you didn't have that in there.
Well, the editor, Dominic Mohan, told the Leveson Inquiry that Page 3 promotes natural beauty and the girls were role models because they weren't stick thin. Do you think that's a good enough point to make?
The idea that you have a girl who isn't stick thin, but you make her take her top off and that's somehow or another role
Jackie,
model.
Nobody's making anybody do anything. She's a model who wants to earn her living by taking her clothes off. And if that's fine, and it's a newspaper, fine. It might not be news, but you don't have to buy it.
No, true. And I'd be much less likely to buy it, and much more likely to buy it if the Page 3 girls weren't in there.
You wouldn't, Jackie Smith, come on, you wouldn't be buying The Sun whether there's a naked girl in there or not.
I have bought The Sun, actually. And you're right, you know, those girls, those young women are making their own choice about what they do. My question really isn't about them. They can make the decisions about what they want to do, and I'm sure that there will continue to be magazines which, you know, which aren't mainstream newspapers, which are in every bus and tube train every morning, in which if people want to go and look at women without their tops on, they can do that. The point is, this is a mainstream newspaper, and do they really think the way that we want young women to be represented is solely as people where the important thing about them is what they look like? I want us to send out a message in mainstream newspapers that says it's what you do, it's what you say, it's what you contribute to society, not what you look like, and particularly not what you look like with your top off.
Okay, well,
the most important thing about you.
Let's just bring into the conversation Naomi Huckle, who is she's from Hereford. Naomi, morning.
Hello.
And you've earned your living over time by taking your top off. You work as a lap dancer now, I believe.
I do.
Okay, so what do you make of Jackie Smith and this campaign to take the bare boobs out of The Sun?
Well, to be honest, I have certainly nothing against female nudity in the slightest. I make my money that way. However, I think she's got a fair point, but for a slightly different reason. I'm not 100% sure Page 3 is required anymore, because nowadays, if people want to look at boobs, there's so much available. You know, you've got the internet, you've got lads mags, you've got lap dancing clubs and places like that. So if people want to see boobs, they can go see it elsewhere. And I just don't feel we require, you know, that everyday little thrill you get from Page 3, because you can get it so many other places nowadays. And I appreciate from The Sun's point of view, you know, it's probably a business thing. You know, it probably does sell a lot of newspapers, but I'm sure, not sure that in general we require it anymore.
Okay, both of you, just listen to this. This is a Sun ad.
Hello, boys. Look at your woman. Now back to me. Now back at your woman. Now back to me. Sadly, she isn't me. But that's okay, because if you keep reading Page 3 every day, I'll be in your hands smiling at you like you were with me. Look down, back up. Where are you? You're on a beach with the woman you'd secretly love your woman to be like. What's in your hands? Back at me. I have them. They're my coconuts, the two VIP tickets to that match you have to see. Look again. The tickets are now beers. Anything is possible when you read Page 3 and imagine that I'm your lady. I'm on a car.
So on a tropical island there, by the sounds of it, with the monkey. Naomi, if I ask you first, Jackie will come to you then. Is that sexist?
It's ridiculously cheesy. that's horrendous. I think there are better ways of, you know, in my opinion, I think if, you know, I know men might be simple creatures in some ways, but if they genuinely believe that's, you know,
Jackie,
then they don't need a clever newspaper, then they should be reading that.
Is that sexist?
Well, I think Naomi's made precisely the point, right? This is what's supposed to be.